This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are happy to have back in the studio Dr. Jen Sikoski. She is a veterinarian and owner of the Palm Bay Animal Clinic, Coquina Ridge Animal Clinic, and Clear Lake Animal Hospital. And they are doing the Bayfront 5K9 yet again this year, and it's this Sunday.
It is.
So tell us the details. How can we get involved?
The race starts at 8 a.m. on Sunday. It's going to be a great day. Weather should be good. If you're interested in signing up, you can still sign up online through Running Zone. You can like us on Facebook for all the details and stay up with events, Bayfront 5K9. You can even sign up on race day morning. There will be a registration morning of, finishing at 7:45. The race will start at 8.
There's a lot of cool things about this race, but my favorite part is that you get to bring your dog.
You do. We definitely encourage you to bring your dog, but you don't have to bring a dog. Some people don't realize that. If your dog is coming, you absolutely must remember to send us a copy of your rabies certificate from your veterinarian and also your Brevard County license. You'll need to bring that. If you don't have one, there will be someone on site that morning if you're registering with your dog to sell a license to you, but you must bring that copy of your rabies.
Okay, so this sounds like a lot of fun. As always, you're going to have Lure Course Brevard there.
We are, again, going to have Lure Course there, and that was a big hit last year. If you don't know what that is, it's basically where they set up a fake squirrel inside of a fence, and the dogs are allowed to chase it. If you bring a $10 donation for the animal shelter, you will be all set to run your dog in the lure chase.
Oh, that's very cool. And Santa will be there, so you can have photos with your pets and Santa.
Absolutely. So kids, pets, anybody. Again, if you bring a donation, you can definitely get a photo with Santa. It makes for a great holiday card.
Now, you have team participants in the race also.
We do. We have awards for the humans as well as the dogs, and the top three dogs in each weight class, small, medium, and large, and then the top three teams will also get awards.
So that's very cool. Or you can run individually.
Absolutely. And you can run or walk. We have lots of, you know, newbie racers that come out, but we also are timed officially through Running Zone. So, you know, whether it's your first event or you're a professional runner, please join us.
And the proceeds do help the animals in our community?
Correct. All proceeds for the last 5 years will go to Brevard County Animal Shelter. We've, up to date, raised about $20,000.
Wow. So that's fabulous. So what prompted you guys to do this, as if you don't have enough things going on?
Well, you know, we had been involved with helping the shelter from a medical side and saw a need that they definitely could use more financial assistance. So we had the idea for this event, as we are also very involved with helping our clients get their pets to stay fit. And we thought this would be a great way to get people and animals involved and have a great cause at the same time.
Okay, some cool sponsors. Let's give them a little mention.
Yes, we could not make this happen without the City of Palm Bay Bayfront Community Redevelopment Agency. They've been a huge supporter since the beginning. Also, we are proud to have great t-shirts and doggy bandanas for our participants made through Art Lab. And Palm Bay Jewelers has made our awards for the last several years.
Super. Well, this sounds like a lot of fun. You can register in advance, and we encourage you to do that because you can pick up your packets
at Running Zone this Friday and Saturday, and then late packet pickup will be Sunday morning.
So you can register online at Running Zone or go to your Facebook page.
Yeah, there's a link through our Facebook page to the online registration or to the website where you can print a manual form if you want to do it that way.
Okay, super cool. So is there anything that we forgot to tell them?
I think that's it. Just, you know, again, if you're bringing your dog, please make sure you've got all their information and don't forget to have fun.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming in and thanks for doing this for
our
animals.
Thanks for having us.